This is the Excellent Bros, where your positive gaming and Xbox community, and in the vein of positivity, instead of calling the chief of PlayStation a liar, I won't. I'll say he misspoke.
I do that sometimes.
I won't say Jim Ryan sucks balls. I'll say
he has different tastes.
I think he's misunderstood. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, what a week. The FTC hearings were all of these this week. And, of course, it's a lot of drama. For the first time in my life, the console wars are not driven by fanboys. It's driven by the leadership of the companies.
That's funny.
which is fascinating. Some house notes here. We are having our first members lounge today. What is the members lounge, you ask? Well, it's a place you can come, kick back, relax. Adults only. Well, not really. But if you want to. You could have it be adult. No, it's after every podcast, we will have a members lounge episode only available to members. All you got to do to become a member is come to youtube.com/X1Bros. Hit that join channel. And each and every week, it will be there right after the show. It will be live. So, and you'll be automatically redirected. So if you're watching this live, you'll be automatically redirected to the lounge. We're going over crazy stuff today. We're going over Mr. McSpicy's new channel. That's right. Mr. McSpicy just dropped a new channel.
Edit.
And we'll discuss it in depth, in detail. We will unveil it.
Edit.
In the lounge, the members lounge.
Edit.
Give away your secrets.
We should give it a name, like when you go to the airport.
It's called the
like,
Members Lounge.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought that was...
Could we come up with something else?
When you go to the airport and it's like the Delta Sky Lounge, you know? Yeah, or what was that one in Vegas? Remember? Creepily peeked in the window?
That one's called Pleasure Palace.
Gambler's Circle.
No, remember you like creepily peeked in the window at all those rich people?
Yeah, what is a name? We'll take names. Everybody drop in comments of this video what name you think we should name the members lounge or members lounge. Maybe that works. I think it works.
I don't know. I feel like it's not raw, you know, it's not
the
you
raw
want
lounge.
It to be raw.
Yeah.
Like members like raw.
How raw?
Members like, raw.
Is that a capitalized raw?
We have done X1 Bros raw before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like there could, you know, like, do you want to go into the members lounge or do you want
to
go?
I actually do, to be honest. I've never been.
Rip City Raider
lounge.
Suggests Boner Boys.
Come join us at the Boner Boys Club. Members only.
Yeah, if you are listening to this show, there will be a link to Mr. McSpicy's new channel in the description. So make sure you go check it, follow it out. McSpicy, let's do a 10,000-foot overview. Your new channel, it's called Mr. McSpicy, which, by the way, when you try to Google search, it auto-corrects to McSpicy. And then it's all videos on reviews of the McSpicy sandwich at McDonald's.
Are you serious? Is that a problem?
You are literally competing with the McSpicy sandwich.
Am I never going to be found?
You will be found once. I think you get more SEO there, which it might benefit you. You should put the McSpicy sandwich in all of your SEO stuff. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
What about Mr. McSpicy eating a McSpicy sandwich? That should be a video.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a review.
Yes.
I'll do a spicy sandwich review.
Yes. So Mr. McSpicy, new channel, know your game, baby. What's it about?
No, yeah. So I actually like to learn about games, and I love listening to music, video game music, learning about the composers, stuff like that. 10,000-foot view is I just sit back and just learn about the games I like. As of right now, I have a couple episodes of Tears of the Kingdom and
Diablo.
Thank you. Diablo 4. Yeah, so. See, I can't even remember. So there'll be more episodes coming, but it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I love it. I watched both. They're quick. They're fun. They're fast. They're exciting.
You learn about the composers. We learn about the development. We learn about a whole bunch of fun stuff. So, yeah, yes. I'm hoping that people will like it, but I just like doing it anyway. So it's fun. It's a good time.
I just dropped the link in chat. Make sure you click, hit subscribe, and get ready. Get ready to be rocked.
Should be a good one. Yeah, it has kind of like my little bit of flair that I enjoy.
This is flair. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Jordan, wait, now we got to get Jordan to make a channel.
Yeah.
Jordan, what would your channel
be? What would it
you
be?
You should do a channel where you just play SimCity, City Skylines, and just screw people over.
Screw people.
Yeah.
I think a no-face video.
Actually, I've watched channels where they're like, let's see what we can build in City Skylines to prevent the worst hurricane. And they just, like, build seawalls. So it's 20 minutes of seawalls, and then you're like, and then you're like, oh darn, that didn't work.
That's, no, really, what off top of your head, what would your channel be if you were to make a channel?
I don't know.
Go for it.
I don't know. I really.
You just were about to say
this? Did I
visceral? Visceral reactions from Jordan the Man.
Visceral reactions.
Yeah, that's a great channel name. Visceral reactions. It's a great channel name.
Oh man, you know what's interesting with the, like YouTube and all their shorts? You know what? All I ever get now is just people
booties. Booty?
Yeah.
Because I got that for a while.
No. People not even reacting. They're like, it's the crappy, like, auto cutout of their face where they're slow, like, crappily green screened. And they just sit there and watch someone else's video
of someone reacting to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reaction of a reaction.
And they don't even say a word. They just have their face and they're just nodding.
We should do that. We should just do that. We should do that on this channel. Just.
We should do it to our own stuff. We should.
And not even,
because that's next level.
Not even in context, just random clips of our own stuff that just cut off randomly and start randomly.
Yeah.
No thought.
Just do it to our own stuff. Well, that's funny because I think after I was like looking up stuff, I think YouTube doesn't remove that because technically you're reacting to it, so it.
Yeah, as long
falls
as
under fair use.
As long as you're on the camera, you can do whatever you want.
What if?
So stupid.
Which is why I don't understand why. So we got dinged hard, everybody, from Apple. They prevent. I tried re-uploading the video last week, so we watched the Apple Vision Pro on show
last week.
And
yeah,
throw up Skyrim right now.
Okay.
Because you can see how we did it. The video is up top, and the three of us are on the bottom. But Apple cracked down so hard when I re-uploaded it, it's banned globally. So I had to just, what I did was I just removed the video during that spot and I just put over like some game trailer so that we kept the audio, but the video wasn't there and then we were fine. But I don't understand because there's tons of Apple Vision reaction videos that are up. That's all essentially we were doing. We didn't even have audio. The Apple Vision reaction videos have audio, which is crazy. So I don't, they just out to get us. Maybe because we weren't talking kindly but we weren't saying anything.
But how would it like care? And I was being passive aggressive towards Apple at most.
What I wonder is since we got dinged on the live events, but see, it's a separate review, the live and the video. So you can see like, here's our channel like this. This is total fair use. This is a reaction video. This is total fair use. So, I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, it's screwed. It actually, what version of the episode did we like post to podcasts?
Did they hear us? Yeah, we posted the OG version.
Yeah, so for those
on Spotify, you can go watch the full video.
On Spotify, you can go watch the full video where the show gets cut off for like 5-10 minutes, and we're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, because the show, it doesn't get cut off like. On Spotify,
it's
our recording, so they can still hear us.
But the
YouTube channel's cut off.
Yeah, the YouTube cut the feed.
Yeah, so they hear our behind the scenes conversation. Show. Like, what happened? Great. Yeah,
I have an idea for a YouTube channel.
Yes, give it to me.
What if I just have like the set is just a chair and then like a fireplace in the background?
I like it.
And then
I
have a PO box.
Okay,
and anybody from around the world can just send me a letter. And I just read it and give my thoughts. They can ask questions. You know what I mean?
Awesome. Okay, everyone.
Let's start that. Everyone.
P.O. Box 984, Farmington, Utah,
84025.
84025. That's the P.O. Box to the show.
Yeah.
Seriously, Jordan.
If we can get letters and say.
And I just read it and then give my opinion.
To Jordan.
Yeah, just
specifically.
Say, Jordan.
We won't open them. We will have Jordan sit down and do this.
I can get one of those things called that Benjamin Franklin used to wear. Bifocals?
A monocle? A bifocal?
Monocle's the monopoly guy.
That lots of people wear today? You mean bifocals?
I don't think Ben
Franklin
wore pants.
They're actually in contacts now.
That is a really good idea, Jordan.
Yeah, you just read the letter and just give your thoughts. You can ask questions. You can just tell me about your life.
Yeah. I believe our address is in the About. It's in the About page of YouTube. So you could also go to the About page and you'll see the address there.
Okay.
But yeah.
We'll get that crackling fire from Netflix, you know?
No, even better. Get a physical one with like the paper. Yeah,
I want you to have like a case of Oreos and some milk next to you that you'll occasionally dip and just eat.
That's actually a genius.
But, and you can hear the chewing, like a little ASMR.
We can still call it visceral reactions from drinking in.
That's such a good idea.
Genius. You're a genius. So go subscribe.
We will, Jordan, we're going to clickbait the shit out of that. Yeah. Those titles.
Yeah. It's been visceral. Raw. Like, these are adjectives we will use.
It's going to be, you won't believe what Jordan thinks about this. You won't
believe this. You won't believe what he just said publicly.
Well, then, Jordan, you could just do your crappy cutout and just watch whatever video you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And just keep, then just nod. And then you'll be, you can do shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cooper. And the letterbox beside him, like, he has to reach into the letterbox to get it out.
It'll, like, open it. Yeah. We'll get a letter opener, like the swords, you know?
This,
like, the
Jordan, it's going to be so good. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for your new channel.
So don't forget, stick around for the members show. We're going to go over Mick Spicy's channel in depth and behind-the-scenes secrets. Also, one last shameless plug, X1TheGamer, youtube.com/X1TheGamer. It's news every day. Today, on my channel, I call Jim Ryan a lion. A liar.
A lion.
He's the lion.
He's a lion of liars. He's the king of liars. So go check it out. With that, Elder Scrolls this week, because of the FTC fiasco, we got a release date for Elder Scrolls.
Well, can I say what I learned about like the FTC this week?
Yeah, tell me.
So
cut off Jordan. Or,
this is the wrong reaction.
Off. Yeah, no,
this,
no.
This is how it is.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm catching up on all like the arguments and people's different summary of the arguments and stuff. And so the FTC is an American government agency, right? I'm an American. I think I've known this before, but this week I literally realized that my taxes are being wasted.
Yeah, they're like...
Like, I think it was about the time Phil Spencer explained what an acquisition was to the... To the
lawyer of the FTC.
Yeah.
They're...
Or when the judge told them that they're supposed to defend the consumer, not Sony. Well,
I think that's what's been so shocking here. It's like they didn't even prepare.
But they still took my money.
Also, in fairness, this defenestrator just said, you just figured that out. That's not even true.
Well, no, like, I mean, I think before it's like, it's going to the defense budget, right? I can at least live with that, right? No. We're defended pretty
roads.
Well.
Roads. I can live with roads.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, defense budget, roads, but then, like...
Jordan, when you play Cities Skylines, you crank up the taxes to, like, 50% and then build walls around people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean...
They're just you. Just picture you playing Cities Skylines. That's all the government is. Just a bunch of yous.
just a bunch of yous.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, it was like, wow.
Well, yeah, I think that's what's been so shocking and so bad. It's bad PR, not just for the FTC, but PlayStation in my mind. Granted, I have an obvious side that I've taken, but trying to be as objective as I can about that stuff, it's not been a good look for PlayStation either. And I think if the FTC had a better case, it would look better for PlayStation. But the FTC doesn't, so much so that the judge, to Jordan's references here, the judge had to remind the FTC that their job is to look after the consumer, not PlayStation.
Yeah, and it was like, you guys didn't know that? You're the Federal Trade Commission.
The emails dropped this week showing internal memos from Jim Ryan about the Activision Blizzard acquisition from Microsoft, where he said, I'm not concerned about Call of Duty. Then on the stand, now he is concerned. And I think they got caught flat-footed. I think they saw Microsoft making this move, making these purchases, Game Pass, yada, 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 no big deal. And then Xbox started, or Game Pass started to take off. Then Sony realized, oh shit, they've got a winning.
We don't have that this is much
a winning,
money.
This is a winning strategy. We've got to put a stop to this.
Well, what I found interesting, and we kind of talked about it last week a little bit, but again, I think it was Phil Spencer when he was on the stand, going back to, hey, the reason we bought Bethesda was because we had heard, you know, Ghostwire Tokyo, and then there was another game, Deathloop, were exclusive
to PlayStation.
And then they heard down the pipeline that
PlayStation was in
Starfield was trying to get Starfield exclusive. So his argument was like, they forced our hand.
You know? Yeah. So we can't we're in third place. We can't lose content like that, which is interesting to me that now PlayStation has a problem with that projection. Anyone projecting. So I think PlayStation needs to go to therapy. Because it's literally using your own tactic against you, just at a higher, at a larger scale. Here's, I think, what PlayStation realized that I think caught them off guard. I know not, this is just my gut instinct. I know nothing here. As far
well,
as
neither do the FTC lawyers. So you're,
I know as much as the FTC lawyers. But I think they got caught flat-footed because I think they thought, yeah, no big deal. And then with the Activision, but they and Microsoft, yep, it can stay on all consoles. Because in a Game Pass subscription service model, exclusives matter much, much less. And so Microsoft can say, yes, Call of Duty and all their features and DLC will be on PlayStation. Or you can come and you can play $70 for it. Or you can come pay $10 a month, $14.99 a month, and get that plus a whole bunch of other games.
What's so interesting about
that? And that's what PlayStation,
that.
I think, realized, oh, crap.
What's so interesting about that is either way they win.
Exactly. I know, exactly. That's why I think they're playing catch-up here.
They're playing 3D chess.
When you're losing in sports, and when you're playing someone that sucks in sports, and they know they're inferior.
I think we've all been there.
And they're losing. Well, maybe you haven't. There's two options. You quit and you take your ball and go home, or you complain to the ref and complain that the rules are unfair. That's it. That's what PlayStation has decided to take tactic two.
Complaining to the ref.
That's right. And some of you might be listening and saying, this is sick. X1, you're just a fanboy. I'm tired of listening to this podcast. You've just become an Xbox fanboy. You're right. I have.
Well,
I am.
No, I
on
mean,
this
I,
instance, I am.
No, I mean, I. It's like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Like, you're kind of like, ah, well, maybe she did. And then you watch the trial and the evidence, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts.
She's a sexy,
so that's the same thing
person.
With this. You're like, well, okay, you know, the FTC. And then you watch the FTC performance, and you're like, holy cow.
Except the difference is Amber Heard is hot, so you understand.
Yeah. So, yeah.
This one you don't understand at all. There's no appeal to the dump, to the FTC. They're just terror to the craziness. It's just crazy. On my own channel, I dropped a poll who won out of this this week. And let me see who won out of the FTC or who is winning. Oh, my bad. Who is winning the FTC versus Microsoft case? With close to 400 votes, 83% of respondents said Xbox, Microsoft. Only 5% said the FTC, and 12% said I don't know. Did the same poll on Twitter. Basically the same result as well there. It's so unbelievably bad, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I get, like, the only thing the FTC somewhat had, and then they kind of went and blew that, was when they were pulled up an old email from Matt Booty saying that Matt Booty apparently sent an email saying that they need to outspend Sony.
But why?
And then the Microsoft lawyers were like, yeah, but that was in 2016 before we even acquired Bethesda. Like, it was a whole, you know what I mean?
And also, that's called business.
yeah, so they got, like, close, but then fell so far. When does the judge actually rule on it? Thursday was the last day.
I think
it?
This is not the final ruling, though. This is just an injunction to the deal before the hearings, to my understanding. And that could be wildly wrong as well.
Yeah, but once the injunction, like if this injunction fails, I mean, it's pretty much.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Right? Yeah. Beast is a lawyer, right? Yeah, we should. What do you think of the FTC performance? Yeah, I would actually like to get a lawyerly
view
of the FTC's performance.
I don't. What kind of lawyer is Beast? Like a real estate lawyer? I don't know.
He's a badass lawyer.
Badass.
I've been watching Suits, and there are badass lawyers.
Oh, there are. You pay a lot for those.
Actually, Suits. I have to watch it in spurts.
Uh huh.
But it's good. I think I'm on like season 3.
Yeah, me and my wife.
Suits, where Meghan Markle's actually likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's kind of not the main character.
Yeah, but she's still likable. You're like, oh wow, I see why Harry liked her. In real life, she's not.
Yeah.
That's right, Meghan Markle.
I'm sure she listens to our
taking
show.
Taking a shot, yeah.
You're like firing shots at everybody today.
Meghan Markle, come at me. Come at me. Elder Scrolls, we got a date. Because of all this FTC mess, a lawyer for Microsoft leaked and let leak that the expected release date is 2026. Too far away, just not enough time. What do you think, 2026?
Well, no, it's just I kind of feel bad for Bethesda. Like,
Why?
Well, because they're like everybody. Like, remember when Todd? Like, this is a while ago. They said like, "Hey, we're working on Fallout 4. We just did a thing for it, right? Then we're gonna work on this new game that we're working on, like a whole new IP, which is Starfield.
We just did a thing for it,
and then afterwards, Elder Scrolls 6, right? Like, it was pretty clear. And then like the next day." Everyone was freaking out. Where's Elder Scrolls 6? And I'm sitting here feeling like Will Ferrell from Zoolander. Like, hey, he just told us. Like, you know, they're working on these next two games.
You feel like you're taking crazy pills?
And then it just keeps coming up. And hey, I'm excited for Elder Scrolls 6 too as well. But like they told us when it's coming, you know, after Starfield.
Yeah.
And you gotta think Starfield's probably got a 2-year life cycle at least, you know, with DLC and stuff
like
that.
I think seeing that spread out is because of Starfield. Starfield... After seeing that Starfield Direct, it's apparent to me that is their new bread and butter game.
And then remember Bethesda was like, guys, we told you we're working on it. And then they came out with like a stock footage of the Scottish Highlands with the title on it.
The title.
That, and it was like,
that's the cover of our art today. That's all we've like, seen from it. And they're like, and everybody freaked out. Yeah.
And it's like, guys, we already knew. And then I think even then they said, we're working on Starfield. And then after Starfield, we're going to, you know, full focus on Elder Scrolls 6. So I wasn't like surprised when she said it because we kind of knew it was coming after Starfield.
Spicy 2 years.
At least we have a year.
Spicy is 2 years long enough for marquee titles. Starfield. You think Starfield will last 2 years for them to bring out their next big hitter?
That was the weirdest question. Rephrase that question. Oh my gosh.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That was like an FTC question.
rephrase that question and then throw it back at me.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Do you think Starfield or Elder Scrolls 6 in 2026 is long enough time to give Starfield the main spotlight? Like, do you think
2 years?
Do you think 2 years will be like this new cycle between where they alternate between big titles for Bethesda?
There's only one reason.
Because there's also Fallout. There's going to be another Fallout.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
So maybe every 2 years could be this.
I think there's cycle. Only one reason they're releasing it, Elder Scrolls 6 in 2026. Because they can go 6-6-26. Because remember, Bethesda likes to do that. You remember 11-11-11 for Skyrim?
Well, how about I learned this from Know Your Game Diablo 4.
That hey, in the first, that's my show!
That in the first 5 days, Diablo 4 made $666 million.
I did. I mentioned that on my show.
Right. Boom! Which is kind of funny, because that's chump change considering how much Diablo made in the first 4 days.
Or Diablo Immortal?
Diablo Immortal. Yeah, I did.
Well,
yeah. What was it, like $1 billion?
Like in the first hour or whatever?
No, but what's awesome is it was $666 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In five. That see the number?
Yeah.
They made $666 million for Diablo in the first 5 days. That's I love that stat.
That is cool. Although, to be fair, Diablo 4 is pretty fun.
Oh, it's world class.
Immortal or?
No, 4.
We're back to 4? Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, 4 is really fun. I really like Diablo 4. Yeah.
David, you never... Did I ever answer your question?
No, Jordan interrupted.
Oh. Well, no, so...
Just 2 years. I mean...
If they do 2 years and they have Starfield, Skyrim... Not Skyrim. Elder Scrolls and... gosh, what else do they do? My brain broke.
Fallout.
Okay, let's say they do that. They have a 6-year cycle for development on each game. Right? Is my mouth?
Yes. Sick? No, you're good.
2-2-2
Yeah.
I think 6 years.
Yeah, that sounds good. Feels like a good routine. That sounds good. Yeah.
And 2 years. 2 years is a long time for a single player game to keep that momentum. I mean, let's take a game like Elden Ring, phenomenal game, but did that have a 2-year lifespan? I mean, they'll be throwing out DLC every, you know. When are they throwing the and they've done very good at throwing out DLC for that, but
when we already have an announcement for like a full on expansion and stuff
Elden
Ring.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think that's fine. 2 years with expansions coming out, that should keep life into that IP until the next one. Yeah, David. Yes, I think 2-2-2 is fine.
Excellent.
That's my opinion.
There we go. Beast just in. On the injunction, and I actually was just reading it up, and he's 100% correct. He says, if the judge grants the injunction, then they go to internal FTC court hearings, which are supposed to be long and super annoying. If not, the Activision Blizzard takeover is currently set. The deadline for the takeover is currently set as July 18th. So we're going to hear back this next week, and it should be decided. Based on the judge's reaction, I don't know. It could go either way, I guess. You don't know what kind of pressure is being. This is big boy level.
Yeah, but
you don't know how many dead horses are showing up. Dead horse heads are showing up in their bedroom, you know.
David, when the judge has to remind the FTC that you're not protecting Sony, you're protecting the consumers. That kind of doesn't that kind of give an
it does.
Insight I to feel where like the judge is standing? Does,
but it's 2023, anything can happen.
That's true, yeah.
So what's funny is like, so if, like B said, if the judge grants the injunctions, they go to an internal FTC court. Doesn't that feel kind of flawed?
I mean, there's all kinds of, yeah, things. It's just, it creates like a giant headache for them. If it doesn't though, then I think they're clear in the clear. I think it's going to happen. I've said it all along. I'll remain with my stance. You don't make this level of deal unless you're willing to go to the mat all the way. I think Microsoft is. I don't think this was a whim. I think the upside is way too big to let it go and let it fail.
Well, and the FTC, I don't think brought an argument that they
would hurt the market. You also have to think the reason that this judge this ruling is such a big deal is that it sends a signal to all acquisitions anywhere ever. And that's why a lot of people, you know, this is why the CMA is looking so bad, because it's like, well, what are you doing? Are you saying that businesses should not operate here in the UK, that we're not friendly for business and et cetera, et cetera. So in the UK, the CMA, when they ruled against it, whereas the European Union ruled in favor. Yep. Not a problem. So did
China.
Wait for it. Communist China.
I bet you that was just bribery though. You know, that one was probably an easy one.
Yeah. You pay off the People's Party.
And you're good.
You're good to go. What do you want? What do we want to see from Diablo What do we want to see from Elder Scrolls 6?
Cool stuff.
I want to see Witcher level quests, side quests.
What did Skyrim have that level of side quests?
Not side quests. They had that level of exploration. I mean,
You know what I would like to see?
Give it to me.
Kind of going along with Mark, I want to see a more dark, gritty fantasy world. And the reason I say that is because I'm playing through Final Fantasy 16 right now, and it's a very dark,
here's the thing,
gritty
though.
You know,
their dungeons are dark.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that in the first 10 minutes a lot of people get beheaded.
Also, like,
but it's kind of lighthearted, you know?
But I think
George, like, hey, you know what? Take me. I'll go first.
Like, hey, you're the Dragonborn. All here's right.
How old is Skyrim? When did it come out?
11/11/11.
Look, like, even watching it now, that world, like, just the vastness. Like, I want to go explore off into those mount trees over there.
The this is a remastered, like, modded version of the game.
Oh, I see.
Just so you know.
Okay. But still, though, like, what I'm saying is, they just nailed this, like, atmospheric world.
It was their peak, their perfection.
Yeah, it really is. Hopefully it's not was, but is.
Skyrim was amazing. I would argue that it was one of the games that brought gaming to mainstream. Like,
yeah.
Mainstream.
Well, remember it was one of the first, would you say it was one of the first worldwide gaming memes, GIFs?
Oh, yeah, with the
Fusroda.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fusroda. Well, you had people that have never played games before buy consoles, buy PCs to play Skyrim. So I think it introduced a lot of people because it was so popular. Everybody was talking about
it. And the fact that they re-released it like 20 times.
Well, yeah. I literally have purchased Skyrim on every
device in the house.
Yeah. Every single one that I play games on. So, yeah.
One of the other things that we learned from the FTC hearings this week is that Xbox was in serious consideration of acquisition of Sega.
Sonic.
And remember we went over, remember all the
Sonic's
Easter eggs?
Coming out with a new game.
It makes sense. Remember all those Easter eggs of that Xbox was posting and then Sega Studios was posting? Not to mention, like, we've got all these Sega games on Game Pass. They are seriously considering it. They were asked, the head of Sega was asked, the chief operating officer, Shuji Utsumi, was asked by Bloomberg about the acquisition. Are you up for acquisition from Xbox? And he said, no, not now.
Which means he they haven't given a high enough number yet.
No, no. He then went on to share a lot of praise for Xbox. He said that Sega is, quote, very close with Microsoft and has a great relationship with the management team. He then sung the praises of Xbox's Phil Spencer and Sarah Bond, describing them as people who are, quote, really serious about values that video game fans emphasize. Also, yesterday, Sarah Bond then tweeted out a selfie of her in front of the Sega studios. I think the not now, I think if you're not going to be acquired by Xbox, you just say no. I think the not now means that you are going to be acquired by Xbox eventually. I think that they're that close. I think that that's, I think, again, this is just my gut instinct, rumor mill here. I think it's going to happen. I think it's inevitable.
So when does it become a monopoly, though? You know what I mean?
When you have, what, 60% of the gaming?
Well, according to the FTC, that's a that market's all over the place.
It's not when you buy Sega. That's for sure.
Yeah. Then we'll get a Sonic game.
Well,
I mean, we'll get way more than a Sonic game. You'll get everything.
I think at that point,
you get Total War games.
I think at that point, Xbox would be in a great position to make their own Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, with all their IP?
Yeah, but that's been done a lot.
Not with Marcus Fenix.
But I don't know that. Do you think that would be wildly successful?
If it was good. I mean, look at Super Smash Brothers. It's wildly successful.
But even Super Smash Brothers, hasn't it peaked?
No, it's wildly successful.
I don't think that game... Yeah, that game's just a good formula.
And then the latest Super Smash Brothers, do you want to know what their new idea for Super Smash Brothers was? They were like, why don't we just take every game we ever made and put it in one game?
No, but what I'm saying is Smash Brothers at its highest number of players...
Which is right now.
I bet you that's not the case.
100% look it up.
Guaranteed David. That's not the case.
Yep, guaranteed.
But no. But that's Super Smash Brothers, okay? What is the next Smash-like game? And that is a giant drop-off. Giant drop-off.
Because they don't do it like
they don't do it right, yeah.
They don't have the IP power that Nintendo has.
You think Sega gives them that Xbox,
Sega
that IP power?
Sega gives them a lot of
I think Sonic is in Super Smash Brothers.
Is he?
I think he is. Honestly, at this point, everyone is. They just put Sora in from Kingdom Hearts. I think Sonic is in Super Smash Brothers. I am 98% sure he is.
Chat can help us out. And I'm also looking Sonic Super Smash
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Yeah, Cloud's in there.
Yeah, it is. He is.
Yeah.
He's doing a cool kick on my screen too. Yeah, okay.
Remember Sonic and Mario, the Olympic Games? Maybe we can get something like that from Sega.
Yeah.
I have no data here.
Of what?
Of the numbers, the concurrent numbers here.
Well, David, here's the thing, though. A lot of people like that style of game.
Sure, sure.
And if you have people that can only have one console and they choose an Xbox, or they choose a PlayStation, or they game on PC, whatever.
Yeah.
Where do you play a game like Smash?
On Nintendo.
But if you don't have a Nintendo and you had access to a game that had, or access to a system that had that style of game, you would
I think, where I'm going at, right? No. I think Multiverses is doing well, as far as I know.
Is it, though?
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of how they monetize the game.
Is Multiverses on Steam?
But Multiverses was a fun, solid game. I enjoyed it. Not the biggest fan of their monetization, but I liked it.
I think there's room. I mean, and you're not going to... People are going to play Smash, and they'll probably play this one, too. It's like people play Battlefield, and people play Call of Duty. People play Overwatch, and people I mean... They'll play multiple.
How does Nintendo have so much power?
What are you doing?
They're just...
Are you hiding your screen from us?
Yeah. They're just super solid.
Okay, it felt kind of awkward when you tilted your computer like that.
Okay, let me ask you this. So I'm on SteamDB.com. What is the number one played game currently on Steam? Over the last month?
I would say number one game... Diablo, right? No,
they're on Battle.net.
It's going to be something like... Like a Rust-style game.
That's a great guess. Spicy? You think Grand Theft Auto?
I'm going to say a Rust-style game. I don't know for sure, but like right. like a Lost Ark, a Rust, Valheim, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and Call of
Duty. Sorry, not Lost Ark. What's the one? Ark.
So this is just over the last 24 hours, this most game played chart. So
let's go. I have no idea.
It's Counter-Strike. It's not even close.
Yeah, okay.
Counter-Strike 2? Or is that out
Counter-Strike,
yet?
A global offensive.
Yeah, so 2 is coming out later.
Today they peaked at 1.7 million players. Number 2 is Dota 2.
That makes sense.
They peaked at 600,000 players.
Both games, ironically, owned by Steam.
Rust is up there, and Grand Theft Auto, dude.
I saw Grand Theft Auto is on the list.
Yeah, how much money do they make? Like
enough, why come out with Grand Theft Auto 6?
Enough not to make Grand Theft Auto 6.
Well, that's I bet you the game's done, and they're just waiting for the drop-off to happen.
Okay, which game had the all-time highest peak amount of players on
Elden
Steam
Ring.
At any one time?
Elden Ring.
At any one time?
Elden Ring.
Okay, Jordan, it's a good guess.
Because it's the correct guess.
Spicy?
Hmm.
And what number? Okay, Jordan, what number do you put that at?
I'm going to do CSGO.
It was in the millions.
Okay.
I'm going to do CSGO.
Okay.
1.5 million. Nah, 1.6.
You both are wrong.
Oh, okay.
It is PUBG Battlegrounds. The all-time peak, 3.2 million.
What was Elden Ring?
It's not even close. Counter-Strike is number 2 at 1.8.
Where's Elden Ring?
Elden Ring is like 6.
Oh, really?
Almost a million.
Because I know like Elden Ring, like I thought it did really well on Steam.
There are two games on here that have peaked and super crashed. One of them is Lost Ark at number 3, 1.3.
Are you waiting for us to guess the other one?
Yeah. What do you think the other one? It's top
No Man's
5
Sky.
Of all time peak and then crash.
No Man's Sky.
But then they probably came back up though.
Yeah, over the course of 2 years.
No Man's Sky is a solid guess.
Okay. No Man's Sky.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, yeah. The other one.
Interesting.
Did we ever look up the actual number that we went to the site for in the first place?
No, because Smash isn't here. And Nintendo, you know, do you want to know why Nintendo's successful? They don't tell anyone anything.
It's a good strategy. And they're like always happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like even when they have bad news, they're just like really happy about it.
Absolutely. My latest video, Jordan.
Oh,
on Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah. I look at some of the pictures of like the composers and stuff. Some of the happiest people I've ever seen.
I know.
He actually was like, I love this picture of this girl. It's the happiest picture I've ever seen.
This girl has a keyboard and that's the biggest smile I've ever seen. Probably had a tough day too.
Can I say I have been playing the crap out of Diablo 4 this week in an attempt to catch up. So Spicy told us last week he's reached level 50. So I'm trying to catch up. I didn't play it for 2 weeks. I have made it to level 31, I think now, 30. Anyways, I had this discussion with Spicy. Let's bring it to the people, shall we? I don't hate it. I find it frustrating because I would like to solo that game sometimes. I would be able to level up more if I got as much experience soloing as I did in co-op.
But
it's so much higher in co-op. In 1 hour, I can go 3 levels versus not even 1.
But co-op is also theoretically more difficult, right? So
no, it's not.
Yeah. I'm just saying, theoretically, it's more difficult.
They are robbing me from my ability to play that game solo, not to play it and enjoy it. I do enjoy it, and
they're
and
not robbing you.
They're robbing me of the ability to level up effectively.
They're maybe having a ding with like opportunity cost or something.
It's a major opportunity cost, so much so that now if no one's available to play with me, I just don't play it. It's a waste of time.
Well, I think you can still level up pretty quick.
And when David brought this up to me, we had his phone call.
Are you on Tier World 1 or 2?
This was a phone call. I'm on World 2, baby.
David called me and he's like, you know what? I'm not even going to play this game if I can't play it by myself. And I just said, David, you miss every shot you don't shoot.
If
you don't play it at all, you're not getting any gear.
Yeah, but the thing is I could take 3 days off of not playing because no one's available to play with me. And then play on day number 4. For 2 hours and have more progress than if I would have played alone all 3 of those days.
That's the mentality of a loser.
What you should do, like,
right there.
Efficiency?
That's somebody who just gives up. Just gives up.
Efficiency?
Well, I don't want to play. I
want to get the most out of practice.
Given your current issue,
yeah.
what you should do is go to town and change to world tier one.
Actually, I think I might be world tier one.
Because world tier two.
I am world tier one.
Actually gives you.
I lied. Other, I wanted to seem more hardcore than I was.
World tier two gives you no benefit, just statistic wise, other than just you can play world tier two. World tier one, math wise, gives you more experience.
I'm loving that game. I love the story. I love the maps. They're so detailed.
On Jordan's point, I play World Tier 2, not because of the experience, not because of the gear, because it's more fun.
Because of the journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey, baby.
The game is about it's a journey to me. I'm not rushing to the end.
Said by someone who's already at the end.
No, I'm not. No, there's a... You hit the next level of endgame. 50's the tutorial.
That's my point, though, because the idea, is you go World Tier 1, and then you basically skip 2 and then jump to 3. See, when you beat the dungeon, because 3 is when it's going to start getting difficult.
I can only play this game for the first time once. I want to take my time, enjoy it, explore it, learn my trees, learn the builds, learn the weapons, learn the gear, get the aesthetics that I like. I'm not in this to rush and get all the gear that I've ever possibly wanted. I want to have hard battles. I want to die sometimes. Yeah, I want to go,
you're,
want to switch things around.
Yeah, but you're ahead. You wouldn't be saying that if you were behind.
I was saying this from level 10.
Again, you wouldn't be saying it, though, if you were behind.
but I'm playing by myself most of the time.
If we were at 50 and you were catching up to
I'm
us,
almost at 50.
You would have the same complaint. Why am I... And you don't even have to make it equal. You can still encourage...
I don't know why...
You can still encourage the experience boost on co-op, because I think that makes sense. No, my complaint is that...
You're projecting your opinion onto me. I would never say that. I am about the journey, not the destination.
I thought you were more about efficiency and spreadsheets.
Yeah, you're a spreadsheet guy. That's how I know you.
Not on a game like this. On a game like on another style of game, I absolutely am. But not on a game like this. And I am when I play it for the second time or the third time.
No, but here's what I'm saying. My issue is not even that difference exists, because it makes sense to me. Yes, you should be. This is a co-op game. That's clearly what they intend it to be. My issue is that it's so drastic. It really is huge. Tighten it up slightly. When I don't level up at all in a 3-hour period, and then I play with someone and I level up 5 levels in a 1-hour period, huge difference.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you're not leveling up in a 3-hour period, I think you're legitimately playing wrong.
Yeah, playing on World Tier 1.
It may be an exaggeration.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If that's...
But my point stands.
I don't think co-op's the issue there.
I'm pretty sure you're playing with your big toe. I'm pretty sure you're not, playing.
I'm doing campaign, but here's why. Because it takes longer to go through the missions, and I'm getting less experience. So it's like a double punishment. Just keep the same experience, because the length that it takes me as an individual to go through the campaign would balance it out. No?
So depends, David, on who you are.
No game does what you want. Every game, even in Fortnite, if you add a player to your team, you get a 20% XP boost. They want you to play with friends. The incentive is to get you to play with friends, to get you to play more, to talk about it, to tell others, to bring people to play the game with you. They want you playing the game.
They're cock blocking me.
But you're upset about an industry standard. And I don't even think it's a big deal. I think it's sweet. I want more gear. Let's get Jordan or
no. I'm saying it isn't. All I'm saying is that they have done a great job of disincentivizing me to play alone, because now I don't. I just wait.
It is a co-op game.
And who's getting burned here, David? I'm not gonna play. They lost my business. Well, you're the one that's losing out on a great game. You're not playing the game.
What I'm saying is give me a way to level up by myself if I so choose. I feel like I'm being punished for playing by myself. Don't let me feel punished. Make me feel rewarded for playing with someone.
Once again, you're about the destination, which is fine. But
at this point, no, I'm loving the story.
What's the problem?
Because I want to get to end game. That's why. You just said it yourself. The first 50 levels is just tutorial.
Yeah,
I don't want to be stuck in the tutorial anymore.
Okay? You hate tutorial. That's what this is about. Okay, we've gotten to the root of this.
No, I am over exaggerating here, but it still is like I would love to be able to level up just as fast as a single player. Period. End of story. I do love my barbarian.
But
fantastic.
But don't just people, turn off the faucet because
I bleed people like nobody's business.
I think you would still enjoy the
game. I'm turning off the faucet because it's wasted water.
Don't worry about the XP gains or the gear. Worry about finding out what Lilith is doing in the next town over.
Lilith is cool.
Yeah.
And attractive.
I don't think so.
I think she's got like a certain like. You want to know? Like if I was into demons, you know.
No, let me tell you what turns me off. Let me tell you what turns me off about Lilith.
Here, I'm gonna switch that video we're watching.
So. She has horns.
It's not attractive. I'm not against that. It's I mean, so attractive. Does Alex Straza. We've all seen her.
Okay, Jordan does have a point. Alex Straza is a hot dragon. Okay,
wait, who's Alex Straza?
Pull her up. She's got big horns.
Oh, okay, I'll pull up Alex Straza.
What is this?
Okay, I'm going to be careful with the fan art that I pop up. Okay, Alex, she's from World of Warcraft, David.
She's the...
Lilith is a super cool bad guy, though. Super cool.
Yeah.
This one do her justice? Yeah.
That's a nice one.
Her horns are a helmet.
No, those are her horns. Those are real horns. Yeah.
That's her horns. Here we go.
See yeah, but see, she's like a human with horns. Lilith is not. Lilith is almost like snake-like.
But this was the counter to your Lilith has horns, that ergo Lilith is ugly. Whereas...
Fair point.
Yeah.
This is
the counter argument
to
that.
You can sport some horns.
Okay. That's Alex Straza. Let me pull up...
Lilith is terrifying. Yeah, like, terrifying.
Yeah, Lilith is... She's a great bad guy. She's a good bad guy.
You know, speaking of that game, so Inarius, right?
Inarius seems like a whiny baby. Yeah. Can I just say that?
No, no. Well,
give him some credit. He's been tortured for quite some time.
Yeah. But what's funny is Inarius is kind of like a douche. You know, like but the more you play, but hold on.
Thousands of years, you know, being tortured will kind of leave a dent on your personality.
Yeah, and you're like, your ex-girlfriend is kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, okay? Give
your ex-girlfriend's a little crazy. Yeah. May or may not have killed your son.
No, I think he killed his own son. No, it's just, it's a twisted family. But what I'm saying is, people are like, I would agree Inarius is kind of a douche, right?
Of course.
But I don't know. I think there's something to be said that, like, when you first meet him, he's floating in the air just staring at a picture of himself. You know?
In his,
like, I kind of like that.
In his own, you know? Like, cathedral. And yeah. a monument
yeah.
built to himself.
Yeah, like Homelander.
You know, you're like, you're kind of a douche, but, you know, I kind of like your style a little bit.
Dude, look, Lilith. Look at, see, she's like a monster.
Well, yeah.
Like, this that's is, not yeah, the same
no,
kind
no,
of horde.
No, pick up, you got to get the, when she grows her skin.
Now, look, she's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Yeah, well, this is like minute one.
Yeah.
That's who she is, though.
Let her develop and blossom.
No one looks good when they are only 1 year, minute old.
Yeah.
You look like, you know, you're shriveled.
It's no true. Demon looks good when they're first summoned.
Yeah, no demon. Does. No one does.
No demon.
You know, your skin is not where, you know, it just... Yeah,
you got to pull up a more modern picture of Lilith.
No, they all have that. They scene. All have that. Oh man.
Oh yeah, this is a cutscene is crazy. Okay, we'll go back a little bit. Here we go. Yeah, she's in this cutscene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But see, this is when she's gone to, you know, Abercrombie or whatever, and she's gotten some nice clothes. You know, she got.
Did you guys notice her eyes are different colors?
No, I did not notice that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like one is blue and one is black or gray.
The Chosen Gringo in chat says, I love me a big pair of horns. A pair of big horns.
Yeah, see, that's not necessarily...
A bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she's so terrifying.
So we're watching the cutscene in the church in the first part of the game right now, for those listening. And yeah, when the leaves or the petals just slowly fall down, it's like... Oh, this is
the blood.
They did Diablo 4 is a Great campaign that I think everybody, if you want to play alone, feel free to. Don't worry about the gear. Worry about the story.
The only problem, when I do play alone, my son is usually with me, and I frequently have to cover his eyes. Like this cutscene.
This is
not a game for kids, for sure.
What's so funny is I had my kid on my lap as I was playing, and it was like last week or 2 weeks. It was last week. And Jordan comes in, he's like, wow, I respect you, man. Now, this is the one game in the entire universe that I would let my kid watch. And I actually, as a new dad with a one-year-old, I didn't even think
of that. See, give it a pause. Like, I mean, I think she's got soft features.
She's very delicate.
Yeah.
Are you lonely,
I'm Jordan? Just saying. You know, for a demon.
For a demon.
Or what do they call them? Succubi?
Right? Succubus?
Yeah. Is she a succubus?
I think.
Well, I don't know. I got to learn more about her storyline, but
I thought one of her names was Queen of the Succubus or something.
No,
Queen
Succubus. She's so creepy.
Like,
she
I get did, why these people get convinced.
So she did birth Sanctuary from Inarius, right?
Yeah, how did I want to know how that went?
Like,
yeah. Like what? Well, you know, like, whoa. Whoops,
here's a world.
Like, how do angels and demons, you know?
So how does she just take over people? That's what I don't. And then some people are able
she's attractive.
To, but no, but some people are able. Like she just
she's a succubus.
But yeah. She just took over this whole town. But yet some people are able to resist her.
Well, they're sinners.
Well, the Jedi can mind control some people that are weak willed.
Mm.
You know, maybe these people are just weak willed. Oh gosh, this is like this cutscene is so.
Yeah,
gruesome.
This one is like. Yeah,
did
this
we
one.
Just get an M for
we
mature?
Just got an M on this episode.
On this episode, for just sure. By watching this cutscene.
Yes. I think you'll notice her eyes here, the different colors.
Do you?
Yeah, they're different colors. I'm pretty sure they are. Unless I'm crazy. Maybe my TV's messed up. I don't know.
They have awakened, mother.
By the way,
yeah,
this guy's voice, what do they call him? The Pale Man?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The voice actor is phenomenal.
See, there you go.
You remind me of the
screen? Dude, look how scary she is, though. Like, what a great bad guy.
Yeah. Maybe they are.
Oh, and look, that's colors. A cool picture. Look, he's off over her left shoulder looking ominously.
Camera left.
Off camera.
Her
yeah,
right
camera
shoulder.
Left. Yeah, yeah. That is a cool. I want that as artwork.
Maybe her eyes aren't different. No, they are different colors. Can we zoom in on that?
I don't think so.
No.
YouTube's got to get a zoom feature.
Zoom in.
No, yeah.
Zoom
it
in feature.
Just bumps it out. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, Beast is right. I love how much voice acting is in this game. It's true.
Yeah. And who's the who's your heraldic friend?
Lorath.
Lorath's
as
voice
a
actor.
As a narrator?
Oh,
is fantastic.
Like the booming voice?
Yeah.
So Lorath,
so good.
The voice actor for Lorath is a main character in Final Fantasy that's with you quite often. It's really nice to hear his voice all the time.
Yeah.
Blameful Pilot says, Diablo is always about the destiny. Wait till seasons come. Dude. Are we going to keep up with seasons? Because Diablo seasons are intense, man.
See, but it's about the destination. That's what, right? So it's not about, it's about the destination after you've enjoyed the game.
No, I know.
First.
I just want to level up fast. All right, everybody, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I would agree. That's definitely.
No, I want to get.
I just want to get there.
To be honest, when I play games, my focus is to get to end game.
It's not that I
want to
skip the story or anything like that. I'm very much enjoying the story. The maps and the areas and each of the areas and the I think this game does a great job of exploration as well.
Yeah, it does. Well, because they have like things like the Lilith statues that you can find that aren't on the maps, but that you actually have to look at the map. Because a lot of the time I'm looking in the bottom left or wherever the map is. That's bottom left, right? I can't remember. Bottom right or top right? Is the map on top? I can't remember.
Bottom, top right.
I'm just looking at the mini map.
Yeah, it's top
right. Looking at the mini map. And I have walked by Lilith statues I don't even know how many times because I'm not paying attention to the map. But they put stuff like that all over.
It's and then the random like tidbits of story, I always listen to the parchment that I pick up or the books that I read, like as the voice plays and it explains past history that happened in a certain area. Now this happens how many years after Diablo 3?
Isn't it like 10?
No, it's a lot.
It's like 100, right?
I think it's like 300.
I like how I went from 10 to 100.
It's like 300, right, Spicy?
What is what?
The amount of years that this takes place after Diablo 3.
It's 50.
Oh, it's only 50?
Yeah, because
years. I learned that. Hey, that's another plug. YouTube.com/ Mr. McSpicy. It's on my video. 50 years after. I had no idea, but this is 50 years after.
Well, no, because there is a character you meet from Diablo 2. And so it had to be within his lifetime.
And is he old?
Yeah, he's like 90 something.
That's a spoiler thing.
It's been out, you know, early access plus regular release.
You know. Well, I'm glad you didn't throw out any names. Yeah.
Anyways, I am very much enjoying this.
As far as like the exploration, when you go, like we're looking right now, they have like, what would you call them? The little statue puzzles where you have to do the right emotion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Super cool stuff. Like just all over the, it's a great game.
How do you feel about the overworld? Cause I know you were initially fearful of it.
Of how small it is.
No. Of like
that it's a multiplayer
other people
overworld.
Being in the overworld, yeah. Stuff like that.
I actually still don't like it except when I'm doing an event. And then I'm like, I actually like it. I
thank
found
you. Yeah.
I like it because I play on World Tier 2. Okay,
I like it because it does make the world feel alive. Like it does, they do a great job. It feels alive. It feels like an MMO,
but
a successful
not.
MMO.
An MMO that an MMO that only has 12 people on.
Anyways,
it's a great game.
It is really good.
Yeah, so it takes place 50 years after.
Cool. Well, that does us for this week's episode, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in and hanging out with us. Do not forget the Members Lounge right after this show. If you are a member and you weren't here live, it will be up. Members only. Just make sure you come over to YouTube. You will have access to it. If you want access to these raw, emotional,
visceral, reactive... Jordan, we're going to get
behind the scenes member lounges. Subscribe to us. Join over on YouTube, youtube.com/X1Bros. Hit that join button, become a member, and get access to those videos. Everybody live, don't go anywhere. It will automatically redirect you to the members page, and we'll see you over there in 5 minutes. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.